I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grant and Danny with you for another couple of hours live from Chicago. We're not at Wrigley Field today. We're at the Score, our CBS Radio sister station's headquarters here because of the inclement weather. The show's brought to you by CDWG, bringing together experts, technologies, and partners like Dell to turn complexity into simplicity. It's IT orchestration by CDWG. People who get it, lay of the land for today. And the rain's coming down in Chicago, so we don't really know exactly how this is all going to play out. But the current schedule is a 5:30 first pitch East time. That means that your official pregame with Charlie and Dave would start at 5. Danny and I will be back with you at 4 o'clock today to give you a one-hour pregame. Chad Dukes versus the world for a couple hours before that after we get off the air. That's all pending to change, so you're just going to have to stay glued to the radio. We'll keep you abreast and updated of everything that's going on. If they push this game to tomorrow, obviously you're more regularly scheduled. 106.7, the Fan broadcasts will be heard in their entirety. So we'll keep you plugged in as we get more and more information here from the Windy City. Let's go to the hotline to kick off our Beltway Blitz ahead of the Redskins and the hot Capitals to start the season. Let's talk some baseball.
The Nationals.
Craig Heist has been our Nats beat reporter all year, and at no point has he seen this offense scuffle for three games the way they have to this point. Heisty, Turner 0 for 12, 5 Ks, Harper 2 for 12, Rendon 1 for 11, Murphy 1 for 11, Worth 1 for 10, Wieters 0 for the series, Taylor 2 for 8. What is going on?
Well, you know, combined 167, I think, was what we saw last night. So it's just a matter of being able to score runs. Look, the Cubs haven't done a whole lot offensively, and I said last night this reminds me a lot of the series back in 2014 with the Giants, where neither team scored a ton of runs, but it was a mistake here and there, an error, you know, something like that that won the game. You got to be good, but you also have to be lucky. Right now, they have to get that offense going against Jake Arrieta, or they're coming home and they're, you know, tee times are Friday.
Hi, Steve. Do you expect any changes in the lineup? And when I say expect any changes, I mean I can't believe there won't be any changes today. Do you think Dusty's going to make any changes to the lineup, or is he just going to keep trotting out the same eight that haven't managed to hit water if they fell out of a boat?
My gut, Danny, is I really would be surprised if there's that many changes. The only one I would think would take place is either Kendrick for Worth in left field, or maybe you give Defoe a spot start at shortstop because Trey Turner's 0 for 12 with 5 strikeouts.
Why wouldn't you go Lind in left because you've got Arrieta, right-hander, on the mound instead of Kendrick?
Well, yeah, that's true, but then you're going to have to wind up losing his bat after two or three of them for defensive purposes because, let's face it, Adam Lind is not the greatest left fielder in the world.
Nor is Jason Wirtha, but I suppose the conversation's moot if nobody else hits
him. Well, I totally agree with you there, but, you know, that's what I'm saying. I think this is time for Howie Kendrick, and if there was ever a time for Howie Kendrick, it was yesterday because he was 5 for 10 lifetime against Quintana.
Hi, Steve. Quickly, let's go to some of the decisions that Dusty made, which should rightfully come under fire because, of course, they didn't work out. What was the most egregious to you? Was it pitching to Rizzo at all? Was it the removal of Max Scherzer? I had no problem with the latter, for the record, but what else? What did you nitpick? What did you not like?
I'm kind of with you. I had no trouble with him yanking Scherzer because of the plan was 100 pitches in either side of that coming off the injury. But my biggest problem was you have the three-headed monster out there, and yeah, you pitched to Rizzo when you had the free base open. That's probably my biggest one. But you got Kinsler, Mattson, and Doolittle out there for a reason. You went out and acquired them at the deadline because of these kinds of situations. And the splits aren't that bad as far as either one of them facing left-handed pitching. So from my standpoint, that was probably the two biggest ones.
Icy, if you're in my bullpen, I'm going to use you every single time.
Well, you know, I'm just about like Matt Albers from a physicality standpoint.
I love it, Star.
I like the zing.
Let's get to football.
The Redskins.
Chris Russell covers the Redskins for us. / Kirk Cousins, Kyle Shanahan in the same stadium. Pierre Garçon's going to be there as well. Let's talk San Francisco. Is this a little bit of an audition for Cousins as Kyle Shanahan's in the building?
Sure, why not? I mean, Hoyer's already been in trouble. It was a gutsy effort on the road by San Francisco, but the bottom line is they're 0-5. They need a quarterback long-term more than Sean McVay and maybe some other teams now that situations have changed. I mean, it makes the most sense. They obviously have a ton of salary cap room, as Mick guys mentioned, as he talked about with you guys. Very familiar with Kyle. Grant, you and I were both around the team at that time. We all knew the Shanahan affinity long before it became a popular or polarizing topic for Kirk Cousins. Absolutely, this is. No doubt about it. Oh, by the way, it's a good front seven that I think Kirk and the Redskins offensive line are going to face on Sunday.
And that's what I wanted to get to, Russell. This is not a pushover. This is not Quintana and O'Brien and Big Lebowski. These guys can roll. I mean, they got a bunch of first-round picks up front. That they're clearly trying to build the team that way. They've been in games. Best plan of attack against this Niners D.
Yeah, I mean, well, of course I think run to set up play action, but the numbers would also prove that to be true. Obviously, when this team runs the ball well and committed to the run, they generally have more balance and they generally have more success. And I think I saw a number that Kirk Cousins, his quarterback rating is like an absurd like 140 or somewhere around that, number one in the NFL off of play action passes this year, which we all know has always been his strength. I think in order to have a strong play action game against a good front seven, again, you've got to have the legitimate threat of the run. So I think those combinations, and then I think, guys, you can attack this secondary as good as the front seven is. You know, you look a couple fourth-round picks at the corners, Dante Johnson, Rashard Robinson. If you can hold them off on the pass rush, if you can move the pile a little bit like they did against that Minnesota team last year that Kirk mentioned out of the bye, similar tight front seven, I think, then maybe you can have some success working the deep game up top.
How much will they miss Josh Dorman this weekend?
Well, I mean, obviously, Pierre would think that Pierre is going to, you know, have even more success. I kind of expected Pierre to have 75, 80 yards anyway going against Josh Norman. Now, likely, they'll move him around a little bit going against the Quentin Dunbar. We saw Fabian Moreau late in that Kansas City game when Dunbar got banged up. I think they miss Norman's, not only his leadership, but his feistiness, his physicality. That's the one thing about this defense that I've been most impressed with, is not only the increased speed, but the physicality that this team has brought to the table for the first four games, I think is going to be a little bit less. And I thought it was pretty good for the first quarter pole of the season without Josh Norman. So as much as matchups, I think it misses some of that spunk, that spirit, that intensity that you need to sometimes wake yourself up.
Russell, great time. As always, always appreciate it. And we'll pass your advice on to Dusty Baker. He's sure to run the ball more. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, fellas.
Rainey, thank you, pal. And that is your Beltway Blitz. Wanted to hit on the Capitals. We can do that a little bit later in the show, but just know they dropped an overtime game to the Lightning last night, 4-3. They led 2-0, 3-2, squandered a couple of leads, and ultimately dropped the game in overtime. But they've played three times. They've got points in all three of those games.
That's
five
good.
Through three contests. Big one coming up at Capital One Arena tomorrow, where they're playing the Pittsburgh Penguins. And it's a regular season game, so they might be able to beat the Pittsburgh Penguins, which is fun. He's Danny. I'm Grant. This is The Fan. You are locked in to 106.7 The Fan. Next, is this series over? Let's open up the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines. Nats fans, ahead of Game 4, where are you at? Is this series over? Will the Nationals come back and tie this series and force a Game 5 in D.C.? That's the question for you on your flagship home for the Nats on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.